Take a look at the Cheltenham Festival. We're going to take a look at the second race on day one. We're going to take a look at the Arkle, where we have the perceived hot pot, the banker of the festival, Supreme Sacre. And if you don't know by now, of course, if Sprinter Sacre wins the Arkle here at Paddy Power's, we are going to refund all losing win single state bets on all of the runners. I asked Barry Geraghty, I asked Ruby Walsh, I asked John Parrott, I ask you, are we off our total bonsker?
I think you're going to struggle, to be honest, Paul. I think with Peddler's Cross End, I know the vibes were bad about him. Alfaroff, to me, looks like a horse who wants a fair bit further than 2 miles. Everything he's done suggests that he wants a bit of a trip. And I just worry that he may just be outpaced in the middle part of the race and find himself with too much to do. Joe Tizard, I know, has said he's going to try and stretch Sprinter Sacre on Q-Card. But if anything, I'd say Barry Geraghty will be happy to get a lead on Sprinter Sacre. It might help him settle the horse a bit better. The only way I could see him getting beat, Paul, to be honest, is if something goes wrong. If he does pull too hard in the early part of the race, or maybe tank into a fence and just meet it halfway up. That would be the only concern I'd have about Sprinter Sacre. But I'd love to just see, in an ideal world, Barry, let him have his head, let him stretch on and wing those fences, as we know he can do. To my mind, the win at Doncaster was one of the most impressive performances, jumping-wise, I've seen from a novice for many a year.